Section 1. You will hear a woman talking to a man who works in a tourist information office. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
I hope so. My Portuguese friends are coming over to visit me next month, and I need to find a place for them to stay that is quite central, as I live in the city centre myself and want them to be close by. Can you recommend anywhere?
Yes, a few places instantly spring to mind. What about Belvedere Gardens Hotel? Despite what the name might suggest, it's right in the city centre, on Main Street, opposite Grimes Tower.
The Belvedere Gardens Hotel is located opposite Grimes Tower, so you write opposite in the space provided. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
I hope so. My Portuguese friends are coming over to visit me next month, and I need to find a place for them to stay that is quite central, as I live in the city centre myself and want them to be close by. Can you recommend anywhere?
Yes. A few places instantly spring to mind. What about Belvedere Gardens Hotel? Despite what the name might suggest, it's right in the city centre, on Main Street, opposite Grimes Tower.
How much is it per night, please?
Quite reasonable, given the location. $50, and that is inclusive of a continental breakfast.
Oh, that sounds nice. What about other meals? Do you have to pay extra for them?
Yes. Unfortunately, lunch and dinner are not included in the price. The hotel does have a very fine restaurant, though, and I would thoroughly recommend the buffet dinner there. Customers should be seated by 7:30 in the evening, when the buffet starts.
I'll keep it in mind. Is there anywhere else you can think of?
Certainly. The Belfield Grand is always a popular choice. It's located a little further out, though, on the south side of Edgware Common. Perhaps that's too far from the city centre.
Not really. It's only a few stops on the subway. Depends on the price.
Believe it or not, the Belfield is more expensive than Belvedere Gardens. $55.
Oh, that's no good.
Mind you, there is a $10 discount offered to customers who've booked online. There's also the fact that the price is inclusive of all meals, breakfast, lunch and dinner, served in the guests' lounge.
Before listening to the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
I like the sound of this hotel more and more. The Belfield, then, so far. Is there anywhere else?
Well, you should also consider the Maple View.
I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
You should be. It's right in the heart of the city, next to the entrance to the pedestrian zone that runs along High Street.
Sounds lovely being so close to the shops. Tell me more.
It gets better. The price per night is only $28 on weekdays, though an additional $12 is charged on weekends and bank holidays.
Sounds like great value for money.
It is. That's why you have to book well in advance of your stay.
How soon should I book then?
Yesterday might not be soon enough.
Yikes! I'd better get cracking. Thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome.
That's the end of section one. You have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.